Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Tales of Lodrienth. I'm your Forge Master, Zach, joined by my best friends, my homies, Parker, Dalton, Hunter, and Raph. It's been a minute since we've played this campaign, boys, but I'll give you a brief synopsis of what happened last time. You all were invited by Bibble to follow him to his master's house. When you all arrived there, you learned that his master is a noble in the city of Eflar named Devlin Miller. And upon meeting Devlin and making your standard introductions to one another, you discovered a few things. You discovered that there is a warehouse that manufactures automaton that are similar to, unit, okay, what's your unit number again? Oh my god, I didn't write this down. 2184. It's 2184. We've said like 20 different fucking numbers.
It was supposed to be 2814, but then it got fucked up, and then it got fucked up again. So really, just whatever.
He's just unit
whatever. I
think I've
written down somewhere what we've been calling him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we've been calling him 2814.
2814, okay. Okay. Got it. Anywho, discovering this manufacturing facility, you learn that Devlin Miller is interested in learning what kind of information you can learn about the new automaton project that's going on. So he says he's going to pay you handsomely in 10,000 gold pieces to go check it out. And he also provided some insight on where Moros Omenborn could potentially find a wyvern at the top of the Eflarn Peak, as he was interested in that as well. As you all are navigating through the city streets of Eflar, you finally arrive at the point that Devlin has marked on your map. And from what you see this sleek blue-colored building with silver trim, with angled structures and pointed tips. Very Victorian Gothic in appearance. You can see that there are some smoke bellowing out of the top of the building. You can see that this building is absolutely massive. It is at least 60 to 80 feet tall. You can see guarding the main entrance, which is located about 100 feet or so from where you guys are from. You guys are a little obscured. In the, you know, people walking through the streets, it's like the twilight hours of the day, sunset, people are kind of trickling out. You guys are hiding behind some, you know, buildings or alleyways to try to get, you know, some reconnaissance and see what's going on here. But from what you can see from the main entrance, you can see two automaton guards standing guard and looking around and making sure that nobody who is not authorized to enter the facility does not do so. With that being said, what's your guys' strategy to enter the warehouse? What would you guys like to do?
Remind me, are these guys... Nobody cares if these guys, like, you know, get a couple bumps on the head, right?
They could just be rebuilt, but you... roll me,
like,
let's see.
Well, that's what I mean. Is it... I'm trying to remember if this was a... like, a thing where it was like, hey, we don't like these people, or if it was like a, hey, we need to get in here, but we're trying to still be chill with these people kind of thing.
It's probably best to be chill with these people, considering the insignia all that's right on their chest is a very similar structure to what is on the chest of Unit 2814. They are Skywatch members.
2814. Well, I think you should do this. This should be you.
Affirmative. I'm gonna approach the guards.
They turn to you as you begin to approach. Halt. State your business, Unit 2814.
I must gain entry to this facility immediately. It is of the utmost importance in relation to the prior attacks.
Do you have a warrant?
Do you have a warrant?
I do not need a warrant. Here on post.
Did we get anything from homie we talked to?
No, you did not.
We didn't. in what's my what would okay. So would you say all the units would be equal to the Skywatch, or is there tiers?
Oh, there are definitely tiers. Okay, you can tell
where would
that
you say I'm at.
You are first rank. We'll say that that's like a lieutenant, an entry level. The one you're talking to is a sergeant, and the one that's next to him is a lieutenant.
Okay. All right, I tell him. I don't need a warrant because this place. Probable cause. I have probable cause to enter the facility without a warrant.
Okay. Okay. Probable cause. All right, I need you to make me a wisdom saving throw real quick, please.
Ooh, nice.
You feel an odd feeling inside of your mind, as if this being is trying to penetrate your mind and perhaps see what you're thinking. Something you haven't felt before.
Okay.
It speaks up, yes. And it says, "Oh, you are designated like us. You may enter the facility, but please do not touch anything, and you must go alone."
Affirmative. Ooh. And I'm going to pull the party to the side and talk with them real quick. I'm going to tell the party that I can only enter alone without causing some sort of a commotion or problem. However, they should see if they can find another way in. And while I'm in there, I'll try to find maybe a back door that's unguarded or something that I can open for them.
Absolutely.
Right. If you give me about 10 minutes to take off my armor, I can carry people over.
Okay, yeah, I'm just gonna go in and have a look around.
It might be noisy. It is very heavy.
All right. They split the way open for you, Unit 2814, and as you enter the facility, you can see that this first floor that you enter is about 20 feet tall. Throughout the floor, you can see that this first room you're in is like an office, kind of like administrative area where, you know, it's empty right now. There's no one really here. It's the twilight hours of the day. Everyone's off work. You can kind of see some papers, some documents scattered about. I will take your... You can see, right, the map? I just want to make sure.
Yeah, I can see the map.
Okay, yep, you're in this first room here where you see this long kind of counter where people would maybe, you know, do administrative duties, and behind them there's a bunch of paperwork, some desks. You can see some of those, they're called ACs. It's basically like a PC where you can, like, click, you know, like a computer, basically. So there's doors to your left, right, and north of the room. You can choose any door that you'd like to go through. But this room is otherwise empty from what I've described to you.
Okay. First thing I'm going to do is, since there's nobody in here and I'm conducting a search, I'm going to look through all the shit. I'm going to check the computers for any important information that maybe is encrypted or something like that, and I'm gonna check the papers, just skim over them real quick with my special robot eyes.
Okay, gotcha. Go ahead and roll me an investigation check, please. An 11.
Not great.
Okay, with an 11, you can see that you can find just some of the papers that are scattered about. You see some shipping documents and invoices, Some of these transactions appear to be going to the mainland, to the main continent of Lodrianth, where the Elicorian Kingdom is located. You can see that a bunch of the stuff that's being shipped over there are automatons just like yourself, and RATs. An RAT is a road auto transport, so basically it's a truck.
Oh, shit.
You can tell that they are not being delivered to, like, a noble or a city. They're being delivered to an address, but it says C/O Savius.
Do I recognize that name? Can I
roll me a history check, please?
History. 15.
That name is familiar to you. Savius is known to be the founder of the Ember Enclave and is a short, very skinny kind of hermit. He doesn't really come out, halfling.
Okay. And then I will leave this room. What is that? That looks like a bathroom. I'm gonna check these two rooms on the right first. There might see if there's like a more important office.
Okay, so you want to go to the door to the right on the top or the bottom?
Let's do the bottom first.
Okay, so we're gonna stop right there. We're gonna shift over to the rest of the party, and then we'll do that for you next. So, Moros, Lloyd, and Dalcom, you guys have to figure out another way inside of the building. As you see Unit 2814 enter, what's your guys' game plan to get inside the building?
I look at them. If someone wants to help me take off my armor, it'll take a second, but I can fly people over the wall.
Can you fly me over the wall?
I can, yes. I just can't do it while I'm wearing the armor.
What if I'm wearing armor?
It doesn't matter. I just need more room to move my wings. So, we could do that, or we could find another way.
My squire.
Yes.
Join me in taking this bird's armor off. Peel his shell from his skin.
That is much better phrasing. I like that much more. Yes, it will be done. And then Moros moves over and starts helping Dalcom remove his armor. Quiet.
Start taking my armor off.
Specialty.
Alright, just roll me a stealth check. It's heavy armor, so it could be a little loud.
Sir Nyanos says that there is no stealth needed.
Immediately, the automaton guards that just spoke to Unit 2814 turn their heads, hearing the clink and clank of heavy metal basically being taken off. You see the sergeant speaks to his subordinate and instructs him, points him to go over to where he heard the sound. He comes over and he sees a tiefling stripping a bird person while a human watches.
There are clothes on underneath the armor. I do not just walk around naked underneath my armor, I know. Have clothes on.
It still doesn't, it's not a good look. What is going on here?
Would you like to join us?
What is going on here?
Would you like to join us, automaton?
Sir Lionel, please? Hold on, you're gonna confuse it.
You see my friend here? He's stripping.
I'm not, my armor.
For my amusement.
My armor broken? Nope, that's not what's happening.
You are about to violate Eflarn Law 7173. If you proceed to remove any single article of clothing that is currently on your body, Birdman.
My armor straps have broken. I need to take it off.
Dalcom, how dare you? You put your clothes. You still have. Why are you citing us?
your laws when he hasn't even taken off a piece of clothing. An article of clothing.
I am just forewarning him that if he chooses to remove any additional clothing, his armor is fine. He will be subject to arrest for public indecency.
We're good. It's just the armor. These straps need to be repaired. They need to be repaired. Give me a second.
Roll me
Moros leans over and whispers to Sir Lionel, very quietly, I would very much like to kill the robot. When can I kill the robot?
Sir Moros. My friend. My squire. My brother. Moros, my son. You may do what you wish. I grant you that permission.
As I just take off my armor. Oh, you fucked up.
I'm waiting. I'm just... If the automaton gives us any more trouble, this is out of the game. If this thing gives us any more trouble, it's game over for this robot. It's game over for this robot. I'm gonna kill it. I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe not kill it, but I'm gonna knock it out.
I'm gonna go horribly.
Sir Automaton with numbers.
Yes. What is your business here, besides
Could
your straps
you perhaps...
being broken?
Could you perhaps help me take my armor off? Stuffy.
If you got it on yourself, you can certainly take it off yourself. I will deny any assistance. If you could please clear the property, that would
you,
be much appreciated.
You think that I am capable of putting full plate armor over myself?
He stops and looks at you, and he scans you
By
up
myself.
And down. Yes, you do seem to be a capable warrior. You have a very strong foundation.
Knight. I'm a knight.
I'm going to grab Sir Lionel by the ridges of his plate armor. I will help him. We're going to help him over here, away from you, so we don't bother anyone. Goodbye. And I'm going to start walking him to a fucking alleyway to help him take his armor off.
The automaton walks away after you do that.
You're going to get us killed. You both are going to get us killed.
Moros, this entire time, has had his hand on the greatsword, slowly lowers it. Follows.
Kill.
All right, if we go back and nothing falls us again, it's over. It's over for that.
Dalcom has fucking feathers falling out because he's so fucking stressed from these two.
All right. Lloyd, you're taking off your armor, yes?
If Lara and the automatons are abominations, who knows when they could turn on us?
I don't... Okay, that wasn't an answer to my question. Do you need help taking your armor off, or was that just you wanting to do sex things with that robot?
You scoundrel.
How dare you accuse him of such a thing? Sully, Sir Lionel's honor.
He tried to say I was stripping for him earlier. I figured this was a sex thing for him.
You think I would sex you?
I mean, you've kind of made it seem like it, yes.
You said you were just stripping for my amusement. There's no sexual... interactions involved with such
a
thing.
You sweet summer child, you've never seen a strip club. Oh no.
Strip club? Why would you pave a road through a club?
Okay. Well, who wants to go first?
Sir Lionel can go first.
Are you taking your armor off, or are you leaving it on?
I'm leaving it on. I don't want you to see me.
All right, I've...
Don't see me like
okay.
this.
Okay.
All right, I still have my gauntlets of ogre strength, so I'm more than strong enough to carry him. What? It's just a stealth roll, I'm assuming?
Yes, so you're going to fly him up over the fence and try to find an alternate entrance, right?
I'm going to try to fly him up and over and try to land. I'm assuming there's a roof entrance access point, right?
Yes, there is a roof access point, correct.
It appears there might be a point, and that probably area is less guarded, I'm assuming.
Correct.
Just from what I can tell. That's where I'm going to try to fly us to.
Okay, understood.
So
roll me a stealth roll.
I don't have disadvantage on this now, but I rolled a natural one on that one anyways. Let me confirm this now. Oh, wait, no, never mind. That was an old rule. That's not a thing anymore. Never mind. Okay. I was going to ask about if we're using the 1D&D natural one inspiration rule, but that was removed, so. All right. Let's
see what you got.
Roll. That's good. That's good.
But let's see if they roll any better. You're only picking up Sir Lionel, correct?
Only Sir Lionel. I have to do this one at a time.
All right, so you grab Sir Lionel. Whoom, you shoot up off the ground using your wings, and you successfully land onto the building. It doesn't appear that any of the automatons on the perimeter seem to notice. But what you do notice, I'll tell you this, there seem to be three entrances on the first floor on the outside. There's a entrance to the south, which is the entrance where you guys were, an entrance to the east, which is where the docks are, and you can actually see a couple of RAT vehicles over there. It looks like they're docked, backed into the docks. And then you also see an entrance on the west side as well, which seems to be like a side entrance, maybe for employees. You're not sure, but you kind of get a basic scope of what the surrounding area of the building looks like since you have a bird's eye view. Had to.
That's funny because he's a bird.
Yeah. Okay. I have an idea as I set Boyd down. Can I just make the assumption that this area, this is like straw, right? That's on the ground here.
Can you point to where,
like in this general area, but it's like a wood or like, it looks flammable, correct?
So this map is only just like I said, it's for a layout purpose. The floors of this building are practically made of metal. This is an entirely almost metal building.
Is there anything in here that might look flammable?
Well, you can't see inside the building because you're just on the roof. You haven't accessed.
Well, I meant on the outside. On the outside, I'm not looking for inside. The outside, in the perimeter of the building.
On the perimeter, not really. To be honest with you, you don't really see anything. You wouldn't have to roll for it because there isn't any.
All right, then I gotta just fly back. Oh yes, Lloyd. What now?
The Flores was such a magnificent place. It wasn't until the automatons started to appear. Did you know that they were created by the Edenites?
While he's talking.
Who had such great scientific achievements.
That's a stealth roll for him, so he doesn't notice, by the way.
He gained citizenship that way. This was long ago, though.
And I fly back to Moros.
All right, you're going to grab Moros. Roll me another stealth check as you pick Moros up. We'll see if you can not be caught.
An 11. Come on. Roll low. That's a wisdom check. That's a wisdom check.
There's no perception check on these guys.
Oh, come on.
So
minus his fucking wisdom.
As you land on the roof, you notice something that you didn't notice before. Near the door that gives individuals from the inside of the building outside access to the roof, you see a diamond that is the color purple. And inside the diamond, you can see this pink glow. And you see that it's turning. It's turning. It's turning. And it stops. And you can see what appears to be an eye looking back at you. And then, just as soon as the eye locks eyes with you, an alarm begins to go off. We're going to transition down to Unit 2814. Obviously, it's going to take some time before the alarms go off for Unit 2814, so we're going to allow him to explore a little bit before the alarm goes off. Unit 2814, you enter this room on the eastern side, to the south, there's a door. You see a pair of steps to your right that go up to another floor, and then straight across is another door.
I'll do the other door first.
Okay. You walk into the other door, and you see a nameplate on the door. Savius's office.
Ah.
You're going to try to open it, I'm assuming, and then when you do, it is locked.
All right, I'm going to force it open.
Roll me a athletics check.
God damn it.
You just... Doom! And you... Night. You, the mechanisms in your knee, you feel like a slight tinge. Like, ooh, that didn't feel very comfortable when you tried to kick it down. You see that there is a keypad on the right side of the door that you could try to figure out perhaps a key code to get in. Or you could maybe, I don't know, find a key of some kind. You don't know.
All right,
but you try to open the door and fail.
I'm going to perception check the keypad to see if there's like worn numbers on it or something, like a common pattern.
Ooh, so okay, roll me a perception check.
The numbers. Okay.
It's very, very slight. But four numbers on them have the kind of like grease that kind of like withers away, you know, tarnishes metal a little bit. The numbers are 9, 7, 1, and 3. So you know that the combination has to be one of those four numbers in some certain order.
Okay. 3179.
Incorrect.
All right.
You could just roll me an intelligence check if you wanted to.
Oh, I was just going to start guessing numbers. Sure, I'll go with that.
You can do whichever one you want, man. I've got the number sitting here right here in front of me.
Okay. 7913.
Incorrect.
Damn it. I kind of like slaps down in front of the keypad and I start kind of like scratching at my chin, like if I had like a beard or something. I'm trying to think. Fuck, I forgot which ones I've already said. what do we say? Intelligence check? I'll try.
Yeah, just an intelligence check.
I'll give it a quick think. I don't know what I got. Okay.
Okay. All right. You type for a couple of minutes, not minutes. It's pretty quick to put in combinations of four. After your fourth attempt, 7391. Ta-dink! The door opens. You see an office. On your left-hand side, there's a chest. On the right-hand side, you see a desk. On the desk is a journal. Otherwise, there's a AC in here that is currently turned off. And this room otherwise has a door to the right and a door to the north.
Okay.
What do you do?
All right, so first I'm going to look through the journal.
Ah, yes. Pick up the journal and you begin to scan through it. Since you're an automaton, you can kind of just flip through it relatively fast. Inside this journal, it details something. An assassination. Mm. The assassination of Dallas Finstrom. You see notes in here that a group called the Web harbored the person who assassinated Dallas Finstrom for a few weeks before the assassin left for the capital of Elicor, which is called Elia. They note that the assassin had a tattoo of a skull and a balanced scale on his face. Can you roll me a religion check, please?
Religion.
This is the symbol of the god of death and justice, Sarkat. It also details that the Enclave is serving as a ruse to build more automaton for the Web, to use it in a war that they intend to declare on the Kingdom of Elicor. But that is all that you read in the journal.
Oh, okay. So that's going to go in my little pocket. And do ACs have, like, hard drives or something?
Nah, we spelt it.
Yes, they do.
That they retain their memory on? Okay, cool. For the sake of time, I would rather just pull the hard drive.
You begin to open the AC unit. You know right where you're familiar with them. You're an automaton. You pull the AC drive out, and the second that you do, the alarm goes off. Intruders at roof access level. Intruders at roof access level. You hear that beginning to echo throughout the entire facility. Now, we're going to transition back to... oh, Moros, Lloyd, and Dalcom. You guys hear this echoing throughout as well. Intruders at roof access level. Intruders at roof access level. What do you do?
Oops.
So, Dalcom, what I'm hearing now is...
We need
there
to run.
Intruders here with us on this on the top.
We are the intruders. We are the intruders. We need to run.
We're gonna assume that this map that you guys are on, it's the roof access level. It's about how big it is, anyway. So you guys are going to run. How are you going to run?
I am trying to grab them both, and I'm just going to jump off the side of the roof and try to slowly descend us down as best I can.
Okay. So you're picking them both. You don't have your armor on. What is, how much does Lloyd weigh? Like, what's your maximum
you
carry? I'm sorry. What's your maximum carry weight?
I have a 19 in strength. Give me a second. How to...
Your strength score multiplied by 15. 285 pounds. You could pick one up at a time.
I'm not trying to... I'm trying to slow our fall so we don't get hurt. I'm not trying to fly them both to a spot, is what I'm saying.
Okay. So, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to kind of, like, jump off the building, right? You understand that you're still going to take fall damage, though, right?
Oh, yes. I'm just trying to make it so we don't shatter our knees when we land.
Okay, so for this scenario, I'm going to say you guys take half of the fall damage. So it's 60 feet, so that's going to be 66. You guys are going to take 19 total bludgeoning damage as you each boom, hit the ground.
Was that the half?
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, then it's 10. 10 bludgeoning damage. And you guys land. Roll me a D4. No, D8. D8. Roll. Somebody roll me a D8. This will determine where you guys land.
Hunter, roll it. Hit it.
Punch it, brother.
Three.
He's muted.
Hell yeah, bro. Three. If you just connect the little line right there and right there, it's an 8.
Boom! And you guys land onto the concrete on the eastern side of the building. You guys see that the two guards in here open the door that is behind them because they heard that they have to get to roof access level. And they go inside. Unit 2814. The door that was opposite of where you entered begins to open, and you see two automaton enter the room.
Oh, halt. How did you get into Master Savius's room, soldier?
I know the code. I am his trusted lieutenant, Unit 2814. Perhaps you have heard of me. If not, I would suggest you are a fool and in violation of his regulations.
Roll me a deception check, please.
Fuck.
It's just a bad rolls tonight.
I certainly know everyone who Master Savius is close to, and you are not a unit in designation that is close to him. Prepare to meet a swift death.
And I need you to roll me initiative.
Does not compute.
Well, that's pretty good.
These are the ones that we saw when we dropped down, go in, right?
Yep. Same All ones. Right. You guys can roll me, if you guys are going to try to chase after these guys, I'm not sure what you guys are going to do, but I'm going to let a turn for them go by before we go to you guys. Alright, Unit 2814, what do you do on your turn?
Alright, I'm going to fucking approach him, and I'm going to use my halberd. Do some damage.
Some damage. Alright. Are you going to hit the one on the left or the right? The top or the bottom?
The bottom.
All right, yep. Go ahead and roll me an attack roll with your halberd. Let's see what happens.
I just did.
Oh, my goodness. Jesus Christ, you rolled a natural 20. Okay, roll me your damage, please. 6, so that's doubled. As you begin to swing your halberd, you boom, and the head of the halberd, boom, finds footing into the armor of the automaton as it goes, and you can see that pink sparks begin to come out of it as it kind of like grasps at the wound. Do you have another attack that you're able to use? Or
I'm using cleave.
Ooh.
Which is once per turn, if I hit a creature with a melee attack using my halberd, you can make another melee attack against a second creature within 5 feet of it. They just both came in the door. On a hit, the second creature takes the Great Axe damage, but without my ability modifier.
Gotcha, and this is like a free attack, correct?
I think I still have to roll.
Okay. Well, by free attack, I mean it doesn't count towards your second attack action, right?
I don't believe so.
I don't think so either. It doesn't state. So we'll say that, yeah, this will count as one of your attacks in your attack action.
16.
As you find footing in the first one's armor, you use your strength and tap into the mechanisms in your shoulder, and boom, and you use that momentum to further cleave right into the other one. Go ahead and roll me damage.
Okay, this is just not going to have the +3 on it.
Okay, so it's just a flat roll.
So it's just 9.
9 points of damage. Okay, you do have your second attack action, so what would you like to do with that?
Oh, fuck. I'll fucking halberd again.
Cool deal. I think you can only cleave once per turn, though, correct?
Yeah, well, cleave is once per turn.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's the weapon effect, I'm pretty sure. Weapon mastery effect.
14 unfortunately misses.
Okay.
As you try to swing, and the automaton steps back to evade your attack. Is that going to be your turn?
Yes.
All right. Up next is the superior officer. The superior officer, in this case, is the one that you hit with your critical hit. It is going to run to the opposite side of you while staying engaged with you, it is going to use... Okay. It is going to release a small burst of arcane energy, of pink arcane energy. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw, please. Okay, you're going to take half damage on this. You're going to take 1 point of lightning damage as you see this pink lightning emit from the core in its chest. That is going to be its turn. The next one is going to take a glowing blue sword and try to swing at you with it. Let's go ahead and see if it hits. A 22. It's going to take... Alright, you're going to take 7 points of slashing damage and 2 points of radiant damage.
Okay.
And that is going to be their turn. Alright, we're going to transition over to Dalcom, Sir Lloyd slash Sir Lionel and Moros. You guys see these automatons, they enter the room, and then you hear the sounds of combat from the other side. What do you do?
Do we go help?
Charge in. Moros charges in.
All right, Moros, you charge in. You can, let's see, what's your movement speed?
30 feet per turn, but I also have Misty Step.
Okay, so you could get right to the door. And then go ahead and roll me initiative, each of you guys.
I could get to the door. I see.
Okay. Yep, as long as you use your Misty Step, you'd be able to reach the door.
Let me roll first and see where I'm at.
Yep, let's see where you are in the turn order, and we'll dictate. Yep, you're going to go first. So we'll start with Moros Omenborn. Since you guys are now entering the combat, you guys are going to charge forth. Moros, describe to me what you're going to do.
All right, Moros' turn will be. Let me look at my bonus actions real quick. All right, so first thing I'm going to do is move. All right, let me see. Let me pull this up real quick. Up to 30 feet, got it. Okay. I'm going to use my... movement 30 feet and dash and then use Misty Step to go into the room. Or in whatever order that would get me in the room, because that would be 90 feet of movement. So 30 feet, teleport 60 feet or
So you have to be able to see where you're going for Misty Step, right?
Yeah. The door's open, right?
The door is open, but like think realistically about the angle you're at, right? You'd be able to probably get to like the corner of this room here, maybe.
Well, I'm Misty Stepping second and then dashing. So I'm going 30 feet, Stepping 30 feet, and then running in the room with the rest of my 30 feet, which would put me about 25 feet into the room.
Gotcha. Okay. Absolutely. You can do that. So you can basically, I didn't mean to grab your guy. I meant to pull out the ruler. You can, you can get within striking distance of one of these guys. You can even enter the room. You just can't obviously occupy the same space as one of them, so.
Yeah, I'm going to move in and then get behind the one that's closest to me. Just get behind him, because I can't do anything else, because that was my turn, basically. But I get into the room.
All right. Is that going to be your turn?
Yes, that is Moros' turn. He goes into the room.
Unit 2814, you see Moros Omenborn begin to enter the room. What do you do? Unit 2814?
Oh, sorry.
You're good.
What am I doing? I'm just attacking.
Go for it, man.
I'll take an 18.
An 18 will hit. Go ahead and roll me damage. Are you hitting the one behind you or the one in front of you?
I'll do the one behind me because he hit me last, I think.
Go for it. So an 18, roll me damage, please.
8.
8 points of damage. All right. So you cannot cleave because obviously there's no enemy within 5 feet of him. So are you going to go ahead and use your second attack?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Same thing.
22 hits, man.
5 damage.
5 points of damage. As you take your halberd, you swing, doom! Then you flip it across the other side and hit him again. This thing looks like it's on its last legs.
Oh, shit. Hang on. Fucking Divine Smite. I forgot how to fucking... that I had that. Now I gotta find it. Yeah, I'm gonna use a Divine Smite.
Go for it. Use that Divine Smite, man. Describe to me how you obliterate this automaton, brother.
So the first hit is a slash, and then I pull back and I stab into the automaton. And then I say, "You've betrayed the law. For that, you must be decommissioned." And then a surge of lawful energy travels through my hand and into the tip of the halberd and causes the automaton to explode.
Nice. All right, Unit 2814, is that your turn?
Yes.
Dalcom, it is your turn. You see Moros charge into battle. What do you do?
Well, I'm going to fly 30 feet forward. That's Lloyd. Hold on. I'm here on this one. So I'm going to fly 30 feet, and then I'm going to move another 60 for my dash. I don't think I can see anyone inside that room, can I?
Well, we'll see from this angle. From this angle, you wouldn't be able to see anybody. You could only see, like, the corner of the room.
Okay, I can't see Moros. Okay, that was more as, like, if I was able to see Moros.
Gotcha, okay.
But, yeah, that is, that's all I can do this turn.
All right. Unit 2814 Moros, you hear footsteps coming from the opposite side of you as two more, automaton begin to follow suit. As they are now entering the fray, they are going to dash towards you both. Well, at least one of them is. That'll be his turn. Next one is that. Oh, they're both right, one right after the other. So they're going to come charging towards you. All right, Lloyd or Sir Lionel, it is your turn. What do you do?
Oh, Moros, Dalcom, Unit 2814. I'm on my way.
I'm going to take the dash action. I'm going to action search and take the dash action again for 120 feet of movement.
Holy shit, yeah, you can enter anywhere in the room, basically. So, wherever in that room you want to put yourself, go for it.
Which room?
It's the room down here at the bottom, where everyone else is.
I went to each door. I'm going to run right into the fray and try to block off 2814 from getting attacked from behind.
Awesome. All right. That's everything you can do. The automaton with the blue sword, the blue glowing sword, is now going to attack Moros Omenborn with his sword. Let's see if this hits. A 19. That will hit on a 'cause you have a 17. You're going to take 7 points of slashing damage and 2 points of radiant damage, sir.
How close is Moros and that automaton to me?
They're both within 5 feet of you.
Okay, I have a reaction called Sentinel Attack. When a creature within 5 feet of me makes an attack against a target other than you, which is me, I can use a reaction to make a melee weapon attack against that creature.
Go for it. Make your Sentinel feat attack.
Okay. 18.
Yep.
13 damage.
Nice. As you take your halberd and you swing it, boom, and it exposes the core of this creature. It begins to sparkle pink and blue that kind of fly throughout the room, but it's still alive. But it is Moros Omenborn's turn.
Yep.
The nearest automaton, Moros is going to attack.
Yep, that's the one that Unit 2814 just hit, so.
Yep, I'm going to attack it twice. Numero uno, 21. Numero dos, 23.
They both hit.
4, so 8, and then 11, so 19 points.
How do you end this automaton's existence?
Moros will slash the creature from top right shoulder to bottom left of the hip, and then kind of just take the momentum of the sword, follow through, and cut the creature's head right off.
Nice. All right. Is that your turn?
Yep.
All right, Unit 2814, it's back to you now.
Okay. I'm going to go for the automaton that is up at the top right here. This guy, right? Purple one,
I think. Okay.
Good. Help that motherfucker. Good job. Terrific.
That does not hit, unfortunately. A natural one does not hit.
Yeah. Can you multi-attack off of a nat one?
Yeah, you can attack whenever.
Okay. Wow.
Mm.
Right.
Oh, wait. Are you within 30 feet of me? Oh, well, I can't see you. Never mind. Never mind. Wait, do I have to see them?
I'll just take the L on that one.
No. I don't have to see you.
Oh.
I just get through my divine sense of combat, my god tells me you missed an attack, so I add a plus 10 to that hit.
Oh.
I expend a channel divinity.
An 18 would hit.
I'll take it. So. I'm cool with that.
Benefit and ally, one reaction, doesn't say anywhere in there that I need to be able to see the creature.
All right.
So roll me that damage, good sir.
Wow, trash. 4 damage.
All right. Is that your turn?
Yep.
Dalcom, It's now your turn, good sir. You felt this divine sense as if the God of War was telling you that your ally missed an attack, and now it's time for you to enter the fray. What do you do?
I'm going to move an additional 30 feet to get to here. And then I'm going to put a where is it? A level 3 spiritual weapon behind this guy right here. So. Limited first spears within range, spell attack. Alright, and then I will attack with it, so. He cast it. Hold on. So, 13. Does a 13 hit?
A 13 does not hit.
Alright, I'm going to use my... Because now my turn has come back up. Well, I don't have to actually use anything because it's guided strike and I missed. And it's on myself, so it's a no action. Never mind. I'm going to expend my last channel divinity, make that a 23 to hit.
That would hit.
So that is going to be That is going to be 13 damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to forgo my second attack, and I'm going to use my commander strike to have Lloyd attack the guy that I just attacked. So this guy right here.
Okay, gotcha.
Which guy right where?
The guy that's right next to you.
You're making me attack him?
I'm making you attack him. I'm directing you to attack him with my reaction. And you're going to add my superiority die to your roll, which is a d6.
When did you become a...
I didn't. I have martial adept as my feat.
Oh. Alright.
22 hits.
Cool.
And then add another d6 to that.
And, all right. You take your...
Can I blow him up with my fucking extras goodies?
I have no idea. I think that's entirely, like, up to DM, because it just says, I instruct you to make an attack.
Once per turn, when you hit a target with a melee weapon.
Once per turn would mean on your turn, so now.
No, once per turn is any turn.
So I'm pretty sure it means once per turn. It's talking about when your turn starts, and then when your turn starts again. That's one turn. Am I wrong?
I'm pretty sure if it was your turn, it would specifically say your turn.
Hold on. We're going to pull out the book.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
So, like, psionic power once on each of your turns.
So, the Dungeon's Master Guide and Player's Handbook does specify once per turn and once per round. You are correct. You get to use it.
Sick. Where is the explodey?
Explodeathin.
Oh, I haven't used this in so long. Sonic Strike. For an extra 7.
Awesome. As you use your Psionic Strike, you can see that this automaton in particular is rattled up. And it seems to be almost decommissioned.
Oh, well.
Oh, great. Yeah, you burn the bitch alive. You burn the bitch alive. Just stop. You see fire and lightning and fucking everything fucking come out of nowhere and completely eviscerate this automaton. I forget he could do all this other shit. All right. Dalcom, is that your turn, sir?
And then I am leaving with time to run, time to run, time to run.
Alright, well, it is the last Rune Warden who is going to try to attack you guys. He's going to use his Eflarin Blade, pull it out, and swing it down on Sir Lionel. Oh, Sir Lionel.
I used my reaction to make him a lame-o boy.
He hits you with a 19.
You're gonna take have an 18 AC.
11 points of bludgeoning damage, slashing damage, and 4 points of radiant damage. Wow. And that is going to be his turn. Sir Lloyd slash Lionel, it is your turn.
How dare you? I'm going to attack him.
Go
swing
for
my
it.
Blade, raise it above my head, slam it down on his face. Does a 16 hit this automaton?
It does.
Good. And I'm going to blow him up again
Okay. Deal some psionic power damage as, boom, you can see some sort of unknown force begins to start crushing the metal on this creature. Is there anything else you're going to do damage-wise on the automaton before you go to your second attack?
No, that's it.
All right, so now you can go ahead and do your second attack.
Oh.
13, yeah, unfortunately that misses. I'm sorry, man.
I took another swing, but it glides right off of his shoulder blade.
All right, is that your turn?
No.
All right, Moros, it is your turn.
All right. There's only, how many automatons are left?
One.
I'll move over to that automaton, and I will take two swings at them. 18, sorry. 18.
That does hit.
22.
They both hit.
9. And 11.
Oh!
Describe to 20. Me the decommissionment of this automaton.
Moro shoves the greatsword, both hands through the what would be the stomach of the guts of the creature of this automaton. But as he does, and he shoves this sword into the guts of it, he just takes it and then with all of his might, swings it up through the creature, kind of bisecting it down upwards, out its head.
Oh, you bisect it?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Everybody roll me a perception check real quick as you bisect the creature. We are out of combat right now.
I'm kind of perceptive myself.
Nothing of a perceptive person myself.
Okay, so that's everybody. All right. Moros and Dalcom. You see this small, translucent eel creature with a slimy, wriggling body with a large head begin to start to squiggle and squirm away.
I'm going to use... I'm just gonna fucking... How is it... Can I use a reaction to fucking stomp it out?
We're out of combat. You could just fucking step on it if you want to.
Yeah, I just step on the fucking thing. I stomp
it
out.
An unarmed attack.
I can find it. Thank you. 11.
You hit. You deal more than one damage, so it dies. As you completely squish on it. This worm
something
that
like
was oddly in the mind of a automaton. I need Unit 2814 to roll me an insight check.
Okay.
You start to put two and two together. This was the same sergeant that said... You're basically one of us. You see this worm come out of his head. You start to wonder what he means by one of us. What does that mean? And then it clicks.
Robert Kennedy.
Oh, you might have a worm in your fucking brain, and that's where we're going to end tonight's session, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks
what?
For tuning in, everybody. Make sure that you guys check us out on our social media. And you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at 4HD20 Podcast. Special shout out to our sponsor, Negdog Championship Wrestling. They did a fantastic job at their show yesterday. I also want to give a special shout out to our patrons, Melanie Droz, Melanie Cochi Alone, and Anakin Gross. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope that you take it easy.